some call Kingsley Flood the best live band in Boston. This is Back in the Back from their debut album, Dust Windows.
Boy bleeds on a blacktop roof. The waters are rising, the choppers are mute. Boy counts his legs and arms and smiles to the sky, and I wonder why.
Kingsley Flood plays with a lot of energy and talent, which last year landed them on NPR's Weekend Edition Sunday, among other places. This week, they release a much-anticipated follow-up EP called Colder Still. Kingsley Flood was in our studio recently, and as they warmed up, at first they sounded like just another folk rock band. Then the fiddle came in, and the brass, and the gypsy-flavored Americana of Kingsley Flood started to take shape. Including their willingness not to take themselves too seriously.
This is electric guitar solo.
Joining us now in the studio are five members of Kingsley Flood. Lead vocalist Naseem Khoury is here with us. And Naseem, welcome to Radio Boston. Great to have you.
Thanks a lot.
And why don't we start by getting you to introduce the other four members of your band here?
Sure. On guitar, we have George Hull on trumpet and various other things. Chris Barrett on today. Normally, it's drums. Today, it's auto harp. It's Stephen Lord. And violin and vocals is Janae Morgan. And we're missing Nick Balkan on bass.
All right. Tell me about the name.
The name. The word flood, I just liked. I just liked the connotations of it.
Sort of flood of music.
That, Bible stuff, whatever you want. Yeah. That word for me just does it. Kingsley was a street I used to live on in Alston, and I heard it was also a street where Springsteen used to race cars in Asbury Park, and big Springsteen fans.
So. That's great. I want to ask you about this label, Americana or American Roots. I've heard influence from New Orleans, from Nashville. I know there's a real rock and roll sound, even some punk in what you do. How do you describe yourselves, Naseem?
Basically, we call it rock and roll with a fiddle, because at the end of the day, these are basically just rock and roll songs, and we happen to play some instruments that happen to be associated with Americana. So what we like to do, especially live, is basically beat up on these instruments as much as possible, and that's where a lot of that sort of punk influence comes from. We're huge fans of, I'm a huge fan of The Clash, I think we all are.
Why don't we get started with some music? What are you going to play for us?
This is a song called Quiet Ground. It's on our new EP called Colder Still.
All right, here's Kingsley Flood doing Quiet Ground.
I wanna be sailing the seas in a cracked bathtub with a shower curtain on the mast. I wanna climb mountains on high with black flip-flops and a pickaxe made of glass. And if you see me ride with a strut and stride, tell my mama I'm a long way gone. And if you see me fly in them screaming skies, won't you bring me on back down to that quiet, quiet ground? Won't you bring me on back down to that quiet, quiet ground? I wanna build temples and tombs for the dead not living and the living dead waking up. I wanna rule armies and fools with a sword gone dull and a voice gone mute and numb. And if you see me ride with a strut in stride, tell my mama I'm a long way gone. And if you see me fly in them screaming skies, won't you bring me on back down to that quiet, quiet ground? Won't you bring me on back down to that quiet, quiet ground? Bring me on back down to that quiet.
So that was great. That was Quiet, Quiet Ground from the new EP called Colder Still from Kingsley Flood. And Naseem, you were headed toward a career in international relations. What happened and how did you end up in a rock band?
Right. I was looking to basically live out the American dream. I had a nice job, had a nice sort of privileged upbringing.
You grew up in Westwood.
Yeah. And then have been thinking about for a lot recently, and what this album is about is that sort of American dream, not necessarily being about the material happiness. My parents were immigrants, Palestinians, who came to this country, worked hard, lived out their own American dream. So I put this pressure on myself, and I think a lot of other people do that, to do the same, and then sort of realize that that type of job wasn't my American dream. Maybe the American dream was more about just having choices.
And so a career in a 9-to-5 office job working in international relations, not so much about the choices.
I was missing out on just connecting with people.
I see.
And I feel like I could connect more with people in a bar on a Saturday night, screaming my face off 2 feet away from them.
I see. What next? I mean, where would you like to see Kingsley Flood headed?
We got this album coming out. We just actually came back from the Cape this past weekend. We just did a nice little retreat where we were working on new stuff. We have a ton of ideas. As evidenced by Steve's new auto harp, we have lots of instruments to mess around with.
Well, let's go out on another track from Colder Still. And I'd like you to tell me about this song. It's called I Don't Want to Go Home.
Yeah, this is a song that we put out as a single earlier this year, and then now it's on the EP. It's basically the story of a stubborn guy who basically had the American dream and is now trying to run away to something else and not realizing what he left behind. And we thought the most appropriate way to demonstrate that visually was with us dressed up in bear costumes. So if you check out the video, you will see bears running around Central Square and Malden and such.
All right, well, let's go out on that. I Don't Want to Go Home from Kingsley Flood. Naseem Khoury and all of you guys, thanks so much for coming in. We appreciate it. The gold road with the ghosts of poets past. She left on the dash. Kingsley Flood's new EP, Colder Still, is out this week. They're celebrating the release with a 3-night engagement at the Lizard Lounge in Cambridge, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. For more information about that, go to our website, radioboston.org.
Tomorrow on the show, what happens when people with long histories of mental illness slip through the system of state care? In many cases, we're talking about foster children with mental illnesses who move into adulthood and then slip through the cracks, sometimes with tragic consequences. That's Aging Out tomorrow on Radio Boston.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at Boston.com. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston. When the crown kicks, can't go no more. Jack holds that wheel, Jack don't let go. You can't quit now, he whispers over and over. While the picture of his wife floats slow to the floor.